And also in the top five today, the Israeli military continues to destroy more Palestinian homes. The latest incident has took place in the East Jerusalem Al-Quds neighborhood of Silwan. Israeli bulldozers demolished a number of buildings, including residential structures, in an early morning raid. Seven Palestinians were arrested and nine injured as they tried to stop Israeli forces from destroying their homes. Let's cross over to our correspondent, Ibrahim Hosseini, who's with me now live from Jerusalem Al-Quds. Now, Ibrahim, the latest news that you have for us about these demolition of homes, what can you tell us? And of course, the reactions that you've been hearing.
Apart from the seven people that were arrested today by the Israeli forces, one of them we know is a researcher for an information center in Silwan who was gathering information to document them about the events of today, the demolitions of the residential and other structures in the Silwan neighborhood. In the early morning hours, Israeli bulldozers moved in, supported by dozens of Israeli police and special units, to carry out the destruction of several structures in the Silwan neighborhood. The order was given by the Israel National Park Authority. They referred to it as a cleanup order, which added to the fury of the residents of Silwan neighborhood. The Israel Park Authority dealt with this, with these structures, as if they were trash, and this infuriated the residents of Silwan. Indeed, these structures served partly as residential. They were also extensions to other homes. The Israel Park Authority intends to develop this area into a national park, a Jewish national cemetery, an ancient Jewish national cemetery, which refers to it as a biblical cemetery as well. There's a lot of focus on Silwan neighborhood by the Israel Park Authority in different areas. Yeah. In one area they declared a place called the City of David over there, and they as a result they demolished a lot of structures over there and homes.
Thank you very much, Ibrahim Hosseini, our correspondent live in Jerusalem Al-Quds for us.